The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
I'm Mary Jean Cancel, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 482 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner McLean. Hello, Michelle. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Michael.
I am
Scuba.
Groot.
Are we adding?
I am Groot.
What? Thank you. And what movie is that from?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Guardians.
Volume 2. Guardians.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Guardians.
Wingardium Leviosa. Do you know what that's from?
What did he say?
Wingardium Leviosa. Oh boy!
It's not a Disney property.
it's part of the other place in Orlando.
Harry Potter.
Oh.
Mr. Potter. Oh.
Mr. Potter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an up and coming book, huh?
I have it. Yeah, I have a shout out.
You do.
I do. It's to Amy and Jason Chase, who up until recently were the only people that I'd ever met from South Dakota, but Amy specifically, they were out in Disneyland, and they were doing, Amy was really doing a great job updating us about certain things that were happening in the races, which caused a lot of conversation, which we'll hear soon. So Amy, thank you so much. They are both Mickey Milers too. So
very
yay.
Good.
Very have you ever good. Been to South Dakota?
I have.
Oh, Chris? Have you ever
I drove through. Okay. I drove through.
Okay. I do want to see the whatchamacallit?
Badlands?
Yeah.
With the Badlands?
Mount Rushmore, that's
Mount
it.
Mount Rushmore. Before it changes, right? Okay, who else is on the show?
Who else on the show is the one, the only, the adorable, the one and only, Christopher Eliopoulos. Hello, Christopher Eliopoulos.
I'm doing Guardians well. Guardian
Guardian Levioso.
And as always, Leviosa. Chris has an amazing running list song for us.
This is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
That's right.
This is how we do it.
Doesn't he have a show on television? No, oh, Montel no. Williams? Oh, Montel
this
Jordan.
Is how we do
different,
it.
Different guy.
I have a tip for those who love to go to Walt Disney World and attend the nighttime parades, especially those who love to take photographs or videos of the nighttime parade. If you so happen to do so and you have decided to go into Frontierland to watch the parade, I would suggest you stand on the mercantile section of that road. Don't stand with your back to the waters, because above the mercantile buildings, lights will come up and they will offset your video. So you want to be very careful. You want to be with your back to the buildings, not your back to the water. Okay.
I never would have thought of that as the mercantile section.
Let's call it the mercantile section. That's what it's called.
Chris, do you call it the mercantile section?
I don't even know what he's talking about anymore.
Heavens to mercantile.
Heavens to mercantile.
All right.
Speaking of the heavens, there was a heavenly race weekend out in California this past weekend. It was the Tinkerbell Race Weekend, Pixie Dust Challenge, 5K, 10K, and half marathon. And this was the very first time that Run Disney was employing the use of paid volunteers. And we have heard from several people, and I have heard from several people personally, and we have also seen some reaction on the internet, on Twitter, on Facebook. And Chris and Michelle and I are here to talk about what we've heard from folks, what we've read from folks, and what we think may happen in the future because of this. So, Michelle, would you like to start us off saying what we're going to do, how we're going to
sure,
do this show?
So we, early on in the day of the 5K, we heard some information from listeners, from Mickey Milers, and Mike, I think you had somebody with whom you work, or with whom you work, texting you too. I can't get the words out of my mouth. And so we were getting updates, and they were kind of interesting updates. And so, Mike, you posted something on Facebook, and it generated 57 comments. So we know that people are thinking about this. So it was comments from people who were there and people who had just heard about it and had something to say. So we thought that this would be a great way to sort of bring our listeners into the conversation, as we like to use our Facebook page for, and kind of read out some of the comments and discuss what they said.
Right. And what I had posted on Facebook was based on what I had been hearing from people, and I just thought it was a good chance for us to start a discussion. What had happened was that the 5K had run on Friday, and I had heard from some folks, and I heard several things. One thing I heard was that there was only one character stop, and that character was, I believe, Captain Hook and Smee. And I also heard that they were behind ropes. There might have been another pirate there with them. So I heard that.
So it was sort of like you could do a selfie, but you couldn't actually get in line.
And, right. Yeah. So that was one thing that that a lot of people were concerned about, and there were some very interesting comments, Michelle, that followed this, and I felt badly for some of the people who had gone out there, who had traveled, and I won't go into why. I think there are some very key comments that you can cover. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Michelle, and let's go over some of the comments, and Chris and you and I can talk a little bit about it and how we feel. And we've all run in races, so we kind of have a pretty good perspective of our take on this. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, we could read all 57. There are some people we're just having conversation about it, and so this is what we heard. We heard that people were very, very upset at the lack of characters. And the overall consensus was this is an $80 race. And one of our listeners, I actually can't remember who at this moment, posted what was offered by Disney. And it was, you know, from their Run Disney page, which said, you're going to be getting this. And of course, you get to run in the park, and you get to, there's going to be characters and entertainment on the park. So this is the reason why. This is by Ryan Tees, and he said, or Teets, I should say. He said, Run Disney has said no characters at the 5K and 10K due to complaints about people being swept and safety concerns. When asked why there were no characters in the finishers area, no response was given. And he says exactly what I just said, and a lot of our listeners said, people don't pay 80 plus for a 5K to have things taken away. When in the Run Disney description, it states that there will be characters on the course, characters and entertainment on the course. So, Chris, what are your thoughts about that?
Rip off. Yeah, it kind of sounds not what you signed up for. You know, it's I would love to see, you know, all of us sign those waivers and agree to the terms that they have there. And I'm wondering if those terms include removal of certain things. Like, we don't guarantee that you'll actually have this, even though they'll say it in like big type, and I wonder if they are able to just pull it away like that, because again, you know, it's not, I'm not one of those people, but there are people that do go for those pictures and for the characters. I mean, that's specifically why they go, and to then pull at the last minute without even a heads up, not very Disney.
Mike, one of the things that Ryan pointed out, and I saw several other people said this too, was that safety was a concern. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess my question is, what is meant by safety? I think all three of us have run a 5K at Disneyland, and we know that pretty much It's all on Disney property. I don't know what kind of safety issues there would be that would require a lack of characters.
Yeah, people on our Facebook page were not buying the safety piece either.
Yeah, and you know,
again, if it's safety, why is it sitting at the finish line like they do at Disney World?
Right.
Well, you know, one of the things that I read that Disney was talking about was the idea of complaints about being swept. If you are swept because you're taking pictures at every character stop, then that it's on you. It's not on Run Disney. Run Disney can't take the blame for you not making choices. You could say that as a race organization, they understand that there would be long lines for characters. So in order to take care of that, you either have more characters or you make it aware, make aware to the people that, you know, you're going to have to run faster. But don't blame Run Disney for being swept if you're going to take pictures.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of anybody being swept in a 5K? Ever?
I
never have heard anybody
don't
being swept.
Recall. I do remember running one 5K in Walt Disney World and seeing somebody being driven to the... But I think that person might have been hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different thing if you're out in the course. But I never, ever, ever remember anybody being swept or anybody telling us that they were swept. It's just very, very odd. It's just very strange. Here are some of the other things that people posted that kind of broke my heart. Donna McPherson said, "My 10-year-old son flew across the country and woke up at 3 a.m. because I told him there would be characters and fun princesses, and he was disappointed. Expensive trip for little excitement." And I know somebody else who said, I can't remember who it was, but they said that they kind of talked up the 5K to their mom, so their Disney-loving mom, to come on and do it, and then it was just like, there's nothing here. So it was, I'm sure it was a little embarrassing too. But it just, it's kind of too bad. So one of the things that people were saying is that if you, I looked and this is actually true. If you visited the Run Disney page, they had pictures of the Tinkerbell 5K or whatever the 5K was called. And it said, runners flew during the 5K today, and people were saying, yeah, they flew right up, all the characters flew right off the course because nobody was there, and they were just getting, there's no other word for it, they were getting trashed. People were not talking, there were a few people, maybe 5%, who were talking about the race and how much fun they had. Most everybody else was just trashing them. So it was very angry people, you know, just complaints. Why are you charging this much and you're not delivering what you said you were going to deliver?
Do you think that most of the complaints, Chris, what you'd like your take on this, do you think most of the complaints came from novice, maybe first or second time Run Disney participants, or do you think most of the complaints have come from people who have been doing this for about 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, no, it's the people been doing this for a long time. The people who do these things for the first time know what's gone. Like you and I, we talk about races where they gave out a free, you know, pass to the park for the day at the end of a race. People are like, "What? You got what?" You know, like, when taking stuff away, when the new people come along, they don't realize what they're no longer getting. And I think people who are doing this for the first time were like, "Wow, this is, you know, better than a run back at home where I'm running through my streets. I get to run through the parks," and they don't expect anything more. From what, right now, it's the people who have done just about every race at Disney or have done plenty of races and have something to compare it to. So, you know, that's the thing. They could get away with it now. You know, if you know, the regulars who have given up, they're going to get new runners in there, and those people won't know the difference, and they're going to be quite content with what they have.
Well, one thing that a lot of people said on our Facebook page is, and I'd love to get your take on this, both of you, Matthew Mendler was one of many people who said this: if enough people complain, they'll change. Take last year's Star Wars Dark Side. Issues in all areas. This year was much better. They will listen. Make sure to fill out these surveys. Other people said that the only way they'll listen is that if people stop going to these races. And so what do you think about that, Mike?
I think that what he says is true for an inaugural race. In an inaugural race, and we've had many of them over the last 10 years where, and you've been on one particular podcast, Michelle, where there were several of us who went down the list. We went down a list regarding the Twilight Zone 10-miler, and Disney listened, give them props for listening. This is not an inaugural race. This is something that's been around for several years, and all of a sudden it's changed. So maybe the complaints need to be in. Maybe it's time for Disney to hear about what the runners are feeling, because we've been spoiled. When the frenzy was at its peak, there were things that were being added to all the race weekends. Things were really, really cooking. And I know that, and you know, and Chris knows that every year the registrations went up, but it wasn't too bad because the services were there. Everything was the same. And I speak for myself when I say I don't mind if the registrations go up a little bit, because I understand costs can go up as long as the service is the same, as long as the product is the same. But when you charge more and you take away, then that's a different issue. One of the things I wanted to point out, that if you look at the guide for the Tinkerbell race weekend, the course description for the 5K, tell me if you think this is misleading. I think you can argue either way. But it says, join Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, and the Lost Boys for the kickoff of the Tinkerbell Half Marathon weekend. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know if there was any Tinkerbell sighting. Peter Pan sighting.
Well, I think we heard from a lot of people. It was just Captain Hook and Smee.
But what did Tink...
At the beginning of the race?
At the beginning of the race. I don't know.
I don't know.
Or is it metaphoric, like join them for this race? Or
well, they're on the bib.
I think that you have to be very careful these days when you do any type of marketing promotion and you want to... promote something and you want to get people excited and then you don't deliver. And I think, to me, all the complaints that we saw regarding the 5K, to me it was a reaction of what was expected but was not delivered. What I'm thinking.
One of our listeners said, well, people will always find something to complain about. Do you think that's it?
Well, of course.
There have been race weekends where there haven't been any complaints.
Oh, really?
Somebody will always complain about something. But, vast.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm a wider range of... I've got a question, though, for you guys, because I don't know the answer, is what were the sales of this particular race? Like, were numbers down? Did they kind of went, oh, no, we don't... You know, we're going to lose money on this thing. We need to cut back on stuff.
I know that the half marathon, they were still selling bibs at the expo. So...
Do you think that is a factor in this whole thing?
In what way, Chris?
Well, in the fact that they say, wow, we did not sell as many bibs for this particular race. We need to find cost-cutting measures really quick to save on...
It was interesting because I was thinking about this and... I was trying to do a little math in my head about this. And if there are 5,000 runners and everybody's paying $80, that's $400,000. And I actually sent some text out to some, I think Mike sent one and I sent one to a cast member friend. And asking, I know it costs a lot of money to rent Mickey for an event for a half an hour. It's expensive. It's like $1,500 the last time I heard. Okay, so I was wondering what Disney's cost was to put these characters on there. So, Disney's not taking home $400,000. They're spending money on all sorts of different things that you need. The race announcers, the safety, the race direction,
the non-volunteers
bibs,
now.
Maybe that's part of it, but I was, Mike and I kind of had this discussion about how much does the shirt cost, how much does the medal cost, how much does the bib cost. So I was thinking, I thought the medal would probably be no more than $10, and the shirt would be no more than $10, and then the bib, you know, $1 or $2. So,
They get it at a volume discount wherever, and I'm sure they have their own printers and stuff.
Right. I guess my point was like
those things go up in, I mean, you know, like, yeah. Oh, retail, yeah, versus, you know, cost. You know, those shirts that, you know, the shirts you get normally in a you know, it's a $30 shirt in the store, probably costs about $3 to $4 to make.
Right, right. So I guess my point was that, you know, for every character, there are two characters, right? They swap out, and there's a character handler. So why not have, you know, and it costs, maybe they're out there for 2 hours for a 5K. So let's say at the very most it costs $2,000 per stop. Right, it costs Disney $2,000 per stop. So $10,000 out of that $400,000 would be for characters. And I know that there are lots of costs that I don't have anything to, you know, but to make people happy, one of the things that they're advertising is this entertainment and the characters. Mm-hmm. It seems to me a very small amount of money to, you know, who else can provide Disney characters, whatever other race. So right there, that's part of the money that people are paying is for those stops. The other part, of course, is to run in the park. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'm missing something, but it just seems to be such a little amount of money.
But even those people, if you think about the people that are playing the characters, it's not like they're going to a special event. It's like their regular job.
Right.
They should probably be paying whatever the wages are. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what these guys get paid. What do they get, $12 an hour or something like that? You know, they get paid by the hour. Mm-hmm. Do they get, like, overtime for this one? Or
I don't know. Does that sound like a reasonable amount of money? I think Mike was disagreeing with me about the cost of the shirt. You know, what out of that $80 goes to the shirt and the medal? But I guess the bottom line is, how much money could it be to put more characters out there? So, Mike, you're awfully quiet.
Well, I was checking on some numbers. My guess is that they know how much it costs to process each runner, and I think that they probably take that cost and they double it. So if it costs them in the area of $42 or $45 to process, and by that I mean, you know, create the bib, do the medal, and the race shirt for, let's say, a 5K, then they're going to double it to $85 or $90. So I think that's where that comes in. Now, we have something new with this race weekend, too, that we need to address. And that is that, for the first time, guess what? We don't have
volunteers.
Mm-hmm. We have paid...
Unvolunteers.
Yeah, unvolunteers. And they're being paid $13 an hour. And Michelle, you and I know, we've volunteered how early they have to show up and check in. So for a 5K, if they have to be there, let's say, about 3 o'clock, and they're there till maybe 9 o'clock, that's 6 hours at $13 an hour. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I wonder if that cut into their budget regarding characters. But again, like you said, Michelle, it's like $1,500 an hour to have Mickey or whatever. But that's cost.
That's with people. That's half an hour.
Okay, so but that would be if we were going to host a dessert party and we wanted Mickey there. Mm-hmm. But what's the cost to the Disney Corporation? That's just an employee. It's just an employee putting a mask on, and they probably get some kind of Actors Guild rate. Maybe it's $20 an hour. Maybe it's $25, but it's certainly not $1,500 an hour. So.
Mike wasn't listening to me talk before, was he?
No, I don't think
so. I made all those points we were talking
about.
Okay,
yeah. Great minds, Chris, you know.
Yeah, and
he
ours, too.
He was doing figures. So let's quickly talk about what happened the next day. So Amy Chase, who I spoke with earlier, said that she felt that Disney listened and they altered the course quickly. They altered their course quickly, so to speak. There were several character stops for the 10K, but the lines were quite long. A few hiccups, but overall a much better race experience for her. Now, your friend...
How many total?
She said...
like, not a couple, a few?
Several. I think I heard four. Mike,
oh, okay.
What did your friend who ran this race from work say, Sue?
For what, the 5K?
For the 10K.
The 10K.
Because we're looking to see...
Looking to see what Sue said. Only two character stops. The lines were long. Well, she says only two character stops. There may have been only two she made. She said lines were very long, and she didn't stop.
And it was Donald and Chippendale, right?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
So, interesting. So,
and Minnie was at the finish, but not available for pictures.
Who was at the finish?
Minnie.
Oh, okay.
Minnie Mouse.
Okay. So, interesting. So, you know, I'm like Chris, and I think you too, Mike. I don't actually usually stop for character stops unless I'm, you know, there's nobody in line, and when does that ever happen? But I enjoy seeing them, and it is definitely one of the reasons that I, you know, I may take a picture of in between when they're switching out, when they're switching between people. But it's interesting that people had different points of view about how many characters. So I guess the question is, guys, is, let's be generous and say five characters. Is that reasonable for a 10K? Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think, the Star Wars Dark Side had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus. They had about 5 plus. They had that group, like when you enter Hollywood Studios, that's like all of the Stormtroopers and the Boba Fetts and the other people. I guess they get the 501st, that fan group that comes out and dresses up.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a bunch of people. Although I will say one of the character stops at the Dark Side was the Emperor's chair. That was it. It was.
Oh yeah, you said that.
But they also had, like, you know, and then here's the interesting thing, which makes me think that there was also the other scene where they do this bit where they do the cave scene from Empire where it's the Wampa and they turn it upside down so you take a picture and it looks like you're hanging from the ceiling, you know, because you could reverse the picture when you get home. And they could be doing that kind of stuff too.
Right.
Where, you know, instead of, if they don't want to pay for characters, there were just as many people going for the Emperor's seat or going for that cool picture of the Wampa. They could do that kind of stuff. A Tinkerbell thing or a Peter Pan thing. Like, you know, you do a scene that makes it look like you're flying over or do, you know, a ship or...
Oh, Chris, can you say that again? We lost you for a little... Something ship.
Oh, if you could be do ship. no.
Did you do that again on purpose?
Oh, am I cutting out? Really?
Yeah, you cut out. Whatever you... We thought you did it on purpose. Something ship.
No, what you're... Yeah, I try. That, now I'm faking that one, but okay.
Say the ship thing again.
And so they could, or they could do like a pirate ship out there, or something similar, and not have to pay a character, but to leave it, you know, you could do that too. I don't know.
Hmm. All right. So should we talk about that? I mean, we're not really doing a race review, but in terms of the characters, what about the half?
Well, the half marathon,
that's more outside the parks, too, so you can't really get too many characters out there.
All I see is very few characters. I don't... yeah, you're right, Chris. They won't put the characters outside, so at least in Disneyland, you don't expect... Disneyland race, you don't expect that many characters, so I give them a pass on this. So you were talking earlier about how and Michelle was mentioning how there were still bibs available at the expo. I did some quick figuring. There were almost 3,000 fewer runners for the half marathon this year than last year. This year we had a total of 10,800 finishers, mostly women, like 90% women. This year there were, that was this year. Last year it was 13,000. There were 2,200 fewer women and 200 fewer men. So, a drop off, and it could be because of a number of things. But I just got a, and as we're talking, I just got another message. Said that for some reason there were people who had to go through security more than once. For some reason, I don't know why. I don't know if there were several security waves or whatever. But she was in Corral A. This person. So
yeah, just... I saw online. Somebody was complaining that the race time was just about to begin, and they were stuck back downtown Disney with a long line to get in there. They hadn't even heard the national anthem or the start of the race, but they were like 3 minutes from the start of the race, and they were still back at downtown Disney, and there was like a mile, quote-unquote, long line there waiting to go. So they must have had something going on.
So okay, now, you said that on the heels of me saying there were 3,000 fewer runners. So
yeah.
Why would there be...
I'm wondering, is security getting... You know, is there a problem? Was there some kind of alert that they, you know... I mean, the dark side challenge...
Well, this wouldn't
people
be the,
were like,
the volunteer and paid problem, because it, security, you know, it, we would
it, just,
be paid.
It just doesn't make sense, because number one, you get fewer... You have fewer runners. We were told... I forget who... Somebody told us in January that because of the... Oh, I know who told us. Because of the security check for runners, runners have decided they're not going to bring bags. So 30% fewer runners have bags. So what changed this year? And like you said, Michelle, is it volunteers? They now go to paid volunteers. Were the security people paid security people? Were they brand new? Were they veteran volunteers who are now being paid? I don't know, but just something just doesn't sound right.
Well, again, like I said, maybe there was some kind of worry they had. They had some security concerns that they were really double checking. Because the dark side, like I said, which is only a couple of weeks ago, was, I won't say they were lax when they were letting us through, but it was pretty mellow. I mean, a lot of people did not have bags, and we kind of just all trudged along. They had people looking. I could see them making sure and checking people. And, there wasn't a very long wait to get through from my point of view. So I'm wondering, is there something different, or was there some kind of thing they were worried about at this one that they didn't, you know, obviously want to announce? And again, this one, you know, this one goes out of the parks too. So, you know, maybe there is that little additional concern.
That's the other thing that, you know, we could talk about, and we've mentioned this in other races, that a very small portion of the race is actually inside the park, and I should say on stage. You get to run behind the scenes, you get to run off stage, but I think people look forward to running in the park, you know?
And, no, I don't know. Yeah. I still like this race. I really do. I think that the community groups make it really charming. I think
you mean the races out there, because we haven't done this race.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done this race, but for the August one, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, but if you look at the 5 and the 10, they're in there's a lot of park time on the 5 and the 10K. It's hard to see on the map of the half, but it looks like it kind of goes up the block, kind of weaves back in a little bit and through and out through a couple of the two parks. But yeah, obviously a vast majority is out on the road, so
Well, I would like to thank everybody who took the time to discuss this. I think it definitely was a lively discussion. I think that everybody who wrote about this is very passionate about running Disney races. Some of them are, I know for your friend Sue, this is kind of it for her. But I really do run Disney. You know, I really hope that they listen to these comments and make the changes. Because I think that one of the things that somebody said along the line was they did the right thing in January when they had to cancel the race. They often offered people so many different options. You know, I think it was handled very, very well. maybe there's information that we're not privy to. Maybe there's something going on that we don't know about. But I think it did leave a lot of people disappointed.
If I could ask you two, if you two were put in charge of changing things around, I mean, I have my own ideas. I'm just curious. What steps would you take, Chris, to correct some of the issues that were discussed or brought up?
Yeah, I mean, I would think Disney should. They obviously realize because there's backlash. I don't know how much has reached them directly, other than probably checking online and seeing what's being said there. But I think a letter from Disney going out to those runners who did run the 5, the 10, and the half, maybe explaining what issues they might have had, and that they understood that a lot of people were disappointed and upset. And that, you know, they could even say, look, we're really sorry that we were disappointed. We learned our lesson. We're gonna make changes. This is an anomaly. And just to make you feel better, we're going to give you 10% off on the next Disney race that you sign up for. I would show that they're listening, and it would show a good faith effort to bring you and it might – who otherwise might, like your friend Sue, say, I'm done, maybe go, okay, I'm going to give them another shot. That would be probably the good marketing and customer service move. I don't know if they're willing to spend that money. If the reason they did all this stuff is because they lost people and lost money, you know, they're not willing to spend out more money. So, I don't know. Michelle, what would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's I think it's a nice idea. I think it might open up a can of worms in admitting faults, because people might say, "Well, you didn't give us what you promised. Let's I want a refund instead." So, and guess what? I brought my family, and we all want refunds too. So, I don't know.
No, I know. I mean, there's definitely the people who will turn around and do. I totally get it. I don't know what else they could do at this point that would. You know, the problem with this whole thing is we are so gun shy now because we see how much things are kind of lessening in terms of your value back, that anytime something like this happens, it like people snap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every time we notice something that's changed or something that's worse or they're cutting back on things, it's like you get, you know, irritated. And then so every little one now we start to jump on, like, oh, this is what they're going to be doing now. Like, my first thought was like, oh, they're trying to do this for the rest of all the other races now. This is just was the test run because it's a smaller one. It's, you know, not as popular as the others. So let's see what happens if we sneak in or out a few of these guys. So who knows?
I have one suggestion, and it stems from the issue about the characters and about people being swept. I have this possible solution. Every race weekend is themed, okay? So why not have 4 major characters that will be part of the race weekend? It doesn't have to be Mickey. So, for instance, for this race weekend, you have Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, and/or Wendy, Hook, and the Lost Boys, okay? For every race, there are 4 character stops, but guess what? For every race that you register for, you get 2 wristbands, 1 for each wrist. That means you have 2 and only 2 chances to have a character stop, okay? You go into, you want to go to Tank, okay. You get in line, and at the end of the line, they cut off your band. So now you're down to 1.
Yeah, but everybody wants Tank.
Okay, but listen to this. For every race, all 4 characters available. So if you don't get Tink today, you can get it at the 10K. If you don't get Tink at the 10K, you can get it at the half. But that'll cut down the lines because there's 4 character opportunities for every race, and you have each runner can go to only 2.
I'm going to add to that. Why not have them at the 5K, 10K, half, and the expo?
So
if people want to run, if they don't want to stop, that they may get the people, you know, their Captain Hook picture at the expo.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, and I don't think there's been as much talk in any Run Disney race weekend like we've seen this one. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I do know that one good thing happened over the weekend, and that was that at the end of the half, they offered chocolate milk.
Oh, there's another good thing that happened. Yeah. The winner of the tink was from
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me.
And it wasn't you. Well, we'll see. I believe that we are now in a lull for Run Disney races. We don't have any until the Disneyland half.
But we are going to have Laura Gilbreth come back on and
to talk about the volunteer experience.
Yeah.
So we will have her, and we'll be welcoming her in a future show. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be interested to hear that. And we actually would like to offer to our listeners an opportunity to write us some questions that we could ask Laura and see what kind of information we can get. All right, so for Chris Eliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.